Hi, I'm Vanessa Parsons.
And I'm Naomi Conroy. We are the founders of Groomer Nation. You're listening to the Groomer Nation podcast, where here we will bring you expert teachers and mindful leaders.
We will discuss powerful and informative ideas for grooming and personal growth. Groomer Nation, educating and connecting groomers.
Our wonderful friends at DGS Imports now stock the Pergo range of colognes, including Pergo Asahi Cologne Spray, which has the soul of the Brazilian forest with fresh notes of Asahi, raspberry, currant and orange body notes with a touch of white peach and vanilla background. Pergo colognes have a high fragrance concentration, which are long-lasting and suitable for dogs and cats of all ages. Colognes last between 48 hours and several days and can be used as often as necessary and are cruelty-free and paraben-free. You can see the complete range of Pergo colognes at www.dgsimports.net.au. Sunday's story is very special. She was one of my very first successful therapeutic cases. My passion has led me to become a master pet esthetician. This gives me the opportunity to improve the lives of my clients, both human and pets. Sunday's story is touching and emotional. When I first met Sunday, I could see the frustration in her owner, Renee's eyes. She was at her wit's end, feeling like she tried everything. This is a story I hear so often, a story of pure defeat. The excitement and relief Renee and Sunday and I gained after a couple of sessions of therapies with Yves Saint Bernard products, plus the knowledge I had gained by studying skin and coat therapeutics, is indescribable. I hope listening to Sunday's story will help us as groomers to realize we can make a difference. We can be a catalyst for healing, and my mission is to ignite passion for skin and coat knowledge through the grooming industry, especially in Australia. My special guest today is Sunday's owner, Renee. So Sunday is a very special dog. She was suffering from a severe skin issue, which was successfully treated with therapies via Yves Saint Bernard products. Welcome, Renee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being here. So Sunday was a real success story. Can you give me some background on Sunday?
Yeah, so Sunday is a 18-month-old French bulldog. For the first 12 months, she was perfect. No dramas, no skin issues,
Okay. Nothing
to mention. And then earlier this year, she started getting a rash on her tummy. And so my first port of call was to go see the vet,
Yeah. Get
some info off them. They suggested that she was suffering from some sort of an allergy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was started on Malaceb,
Yeah. Just
to wash her in once a week. And then they also started her on Cytopoint injections every 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that didn't help. You know, she just kept getting reoccurring reactions from something that we couldn't pinpoint. Each time would get worse and worse.
Yeah.
We went down the route of antibiotics, Apoquil. She was having regularly, still doing the Malaceb.
Okay.
Without any success.
Okay.
We also tried elimination diet because nothing had changed at home. We thought, okay, let's try and change what she's eating.
Her food, yep.
Again, we didn't have any luck with that. So, yeah, we thought, let's try something different.
Okay. And what about you? What about the yard? Did you notice anything?
Yeah, so we even tried, I went as far as re-turfing the yard, pulled out all the grass, put down new grass. We looked at all the plants that we had that she was coming into contact with. I even tried keeping her inside.
Yeah.
She loves being outside. She's a real outside dog. I even went as far as putting her in a home with a friend, getting her completely out of her natural environment and seeing if it was something at home that we
definitely
could go, okay, yep, she's much better out of her environment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's obviously something at home. But she would flare up
okay. At
their place as well.
Yeah, yeah. One thing you've mentioned to me that you did notice was weather.
Yeah, so I thought I was crazy. I even said to the vet, I know this sounds insane, but I felt like every time it rained was when it would flare up, and each time would be worse.
Yeah.
And here this year we've had an astronomical amount of rain where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, each time it was raining, sure enough, her skin would flare up, really red, itchy, on her tummy. It progressed onto her back.
Okay.
Down the insides of her legs.
Yeah.
On
her feet as well.
Yeah, on her feet. Not so bad on her feet. Like, her tummy and her back were definitely the most severe.
Yeah.
You know, she was just really flaky, red, irritated skin.
Yeah. Was she itchy as well?
She was itchy. But that was really all, you know. She still was happy, eating, playing,
great,
all that sort of stuff. It didn't affect her in that way. She was just itchy.
Yeah. So you're not only Sunday's owner, you're also a qualified veterinary nurse, and you work at a busy doggy daycare centre.
Yeah.
So to you, Sunday's condition was obviously distressing, and...
Yeah, it wasn't normal for her, and it wasn't something that I've ever experienced with any of my dogs.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was something I really wanted to get on top of because, you know, I didn't want her to just have to live with it.
Yeah.
So
it's hard watching them just get on with life living with a chronic condition that you're trying and trying and trying and nothing's...
Yeah, and I didn't want to have to medicate her all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yes, I'm a vet nurse by trade, but... I also would rather do something alternative than resort to constant medication.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially with the food elimination diets, they are challenging.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, you love dogs. You don't ever want to see them suffer. So what was her demeanor like when she had a flare-up or when she was suffering?
Apart from just being itchy, you know, she was uncomfortable, but she was still happy, eating, playing, still wanted to be outside.
Yeah.
Even on the times when I was like, all right, let's try and keep you inside and see if we can minimize what your exposure may be outside.
Mm-hmm.
She just wanted to be outside.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah. And if anyone's listening that wants to have a look at what Sunday's skin look like, there is a success story button you can have a look at on the Grumination website. But continuing on with Sunday's story, you, your grooming regime, what was that like? What were you doing at home?
So nothing special, before her skin issues. You know, I try not to wash them too regularly, once a month.
Okay.
And I always try and use something, basic, you know, like Allivine is my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aloe vera and oatmeal based stuff. Only ever a shampoo, blow dry. I never conditioned them or anything like that, though.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And what were the diagnoses like or conclusions from the vet besides it could be an allergy? Was there anything? Did she have cytology?
Yeah, pathology? So she did. She had skin scrape done. Apart from, you know, like a mild yeast coming through, there was nothing significant in any of those results.
Yeah.
So, again, it was always there's an allergy. It's an allergy-based problem was their conclusion, but pinpointing it, you know, I'd tried everything.
You definitely tried everything. Yeah. And that's really, that's hard work for an owner. So the thing with vets, right, is they will generally heal from the inside out, and us groomers have the ability to work on the dog from the outside in. We see the dog up to, you know, sometimes 10 times a year compared to the vet, which is once or twice. When I first met Sunday, which was 8 weeks ago now, my heart broke. And my heart broke for you too, because I could tell everyone was suffering watching her go through this. And it's quite, you know, it's hard for everybody when you love your dog. So let's just have a quick chat about allergies before I go and tell you all what I did to create this successful story on Sunday. So typically contact allergies, which is what the vets thought Sunday had, often arise or present in the non-haired areas, so like the tummy and rarely on the back. So 12 to 15% of allergy cases are from food. And these tend to present themselves in a symmetrical pattern, usually on the dog's head, face, and around the anal areas, and these perpetuate over time, so they get worse. Sunday didn't have any fleas, so I didn't think it was a flea bite allergy, because this also generally presents from the midline back. But an inhalant allergy, or an allergen that penetrates through and past the dog's sebum, this we were not sure about, because this happens acutely and is typically all over the dog's body. It happens super fast and they get like a spontaneous itch. It's hard to know what she came into contact if this was the issue. But my general, I guess, conclusion after I met her was I really felt that Sunday's sebum was at a loss, and this can result in the breakdown of the structure of the skin, and this then allows allergens, irritants, toxins, and any offending protein to penetrate into the deeper levels of the skin. The loss of sebum can also expose the dermal nerve endings, and this is what creates that itch. This is, I guess, the start of that self-mutilation, where the dog scratches and embeds a bacterial infection and kicks off that vicious cycle of scratching and then bacterial infections and scratching again. Some other ways we subconsciously dry out the dog's skin and reduce sebum is by not using a conditioner or replacing oils after we shampoo. We find then, you know, after a grooming session, the dog will become itchy within 3 to 5 days because we've just reduced the amount of oils that they have on their skin naturally. If this has caused any of Sunday's issues, we will never know. I'm not a vet. I cannot diagnose any of this. But from looking at her, I really felt she was sebum lacking. And sebum is that liquid gold that dog needs for its own natural protection against bacteria and any fungus proliferation. And then we hop off to the vet and receive the diagnosis of the dog being itchy. Most likely this is caused by an allergy. Okay, so from there we get prescribed steroids, antibiotics, or medication, and even an antibacterial shampoo. Not all vets do this, but this is common practice. So what's happened is we've used a harsh product, like just a shampoo that might be high detergent, created an itch or reaction, subsequently suppressing the dog's immune system with steroids, which lessens their ability to fight off any skin irritations or infections. So remembering, bacterial and fungus are in competition with each other. They essentially kill each other to stay in balance. And if we wipe out one with a medicated shampoo, the other one will thrive. So we're back to the vet 3 weeks later, maybe with a new symptom like yeast or smells or even a pussy sore. And then they wish to up these steroids or even add a different antibiotics or even increase the frequency of that medicated shampoo. And this sure sounds familiar. This is the merry-go-round I often talk about. We get in these vicious cycles. Was an allergy to start with, essentially, was just a lack of sebum, which created the itch. And people who listen to me often are probably sick of me talking about sebum, but it is that liquid gold. And as a practicing therapy groomer, I always need sebum to be thriving. The destruction of sebum is a major cause of leaky barrier or leaky skin condition, which is what I suspected Sunday's root issue was. Do you agree with me when I say she didn't have enough sebum? Do you understand what I mean? Like, her body wasn't producing enough of its own oils to protect from offending pathogens from the weather.
Yeah, it makes sense. And now, you know, since we've met and started treating Sunday, I understand and have learnt so much from what you're trying to tell me.
It's hard, though, to get your head around.
Yeah.
To think a natural barrier that the dog creates can actually prevent all of this.
That's right.
Yeah, but she just doesn't, she wasn't creating it, or we were accidentally taking it away, or she wasn't creating enough. We'll never know. So replacing the sebum and feeding and nourishing the skin gives that dog the opportunity to heal itself and seek homeostasis. So you've probably looked at the pictures by now and wondering what I did. I set up a therapy with Renee's consultation and her commitment to this, because I needed to see Sunday weekly, and we managed to get fantastic results within a week, really.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
By the second week, it was completely gone.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had bad weather during it on and off.
So. Yeah, it made me so nervous every time it rained. I was like, please don't let this be the undoing.
Yes, I was nervous too. But how I did it, so firstly with her, she's a smooth short coat. So what I wanted to do is gently card, and carding is a technique where we remove dead hair from the follicle or the follicle cup and wake up the skin. So I gently carded the skin even where she was red, dry and sore, just very gently to wake up those follicles and allow my products to get into the follicle cup. Then I used my pre-mask and I detoxed her skin using a red clay and ginkgo. This is an oil through Yves Saint Bernard, and the red clay is through Yves Saint Bernard. Once I made it up in a mixing bowl, I applied it to all of her, I guess, bad areas and put cling wrap around her. And this was to let her body's heat absorb the products. And what clay does, it detoxifies the skin by pulling anything that's embedded, any toxin that's embedded under the skin, pulling it out and I guess removing it from the dog. So that was left on for 20 minutes and she was kept warm. Then I used a Zeolita mask, pH balance and ginkgo all over the rest of her body. Again, this was a pre-mask and left on. So her whole body was basically nourished through step one. Then I used a Zolfol shampoo, which is sublime sulfur, ozonized olive oil, and I applied this to her whole body as a cleanse step and then left that on for 10 minutes, okay, because I really wanted to cleanse off all of that toxin that I'd brought to the surface. And then we did a hydrate step. So this was the Zeolita mask, ginkgo oil and K101. This was left on for about 15 minutes and I wanted to add back to her skin and coat nourishment. And this therapy was repeated a second week, but then it was changed a little bit because I wanted to add Mineral Plus, which is the illegal elements, and I guess start growing back hair because hair is the natural protectant and she didn't have much hair on her back and I wanted to start protecting her skin naturally. At home, though, Renee willingly used a product called Triple Spray or Triple Oil, used a product called Triple Oil, which is a spray that I made up, which was ozonized olive oil and ginkgo oil and illegal elements. And that was sprayed onto her bad spots once a day, generally at least minimum three times a week. And this then became, I guess, another way to create a sebum layer, another protection, another barrier from anything that is going to start attacking her skin again, whatever she had. So all in all, this success story was, I guess, amazing. I felt I loved it.
Yeah. I can't get over how fast she recovered.
Yeah.
Even within the first treatment, within the first 3 days, she wasn't itchy at all.
Yeah.
And she wasn't itchy after that. And by the second week, it was all gone.
That's beautiful.
And her coat now is so shiny and amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
So 8 weeks later, she's a totally different dog. Yeah. She looks better. She feels better. She's not scratching, not driving us crazy. No more vet visits, which is nice.
That is nice.
No having to start antibiotic steroids or injections. So
yeah, because I stopped all of that before we did her treatment.
Yeah.
Because I wanted it to work on its own merit. I was like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not changing anything.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Well, thank you for listening to Sunday Story. If anybody has any questions, they can feel free to get in contact with us. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
If Sunday Story has sparked an interest with you and you want to pursue skin and coat therapeutics, you're welcome to register your interest at grumination.com.au for our upcoming Level 1 and Level 2 Pet Therapeutics Program, launching in 2023.
Thank you, Grumination community, for listening with your hosts Naomi and Vanessa. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into all the tips and tricks you can use to help grow your grooming knowledge and be the best version of yourself.
If you're keen to see and learn more tips and tricks, be sure to head over to www.groomernation.com.au and don't forget to like us on the socials.